Red Letter N unfolds into a spectrum of colors.
White words appear on a black screen. Netflix presents a 40 Acres and a Mule Filmworks production.
You sure no one's around?
This is perfect. No witnesses.
Okay, tap into the feed.
In a back lane, two teens face the camera. The girl wears round glasses.
Okay, this is temporal relocation test number 103. The date is June 27, 2019, and this is our third test on our temporal relocation pack Mark 1s, or as I like to call them, TRPs.
She reveals a device inside the boy's backpack.
This is the finalized TRP Mark 1. We have officially finished the time sequence calibrations for the core of the TRP, which is located here. In this canister, there is a solution of protons. The canister is attached to a rotor circuit that generates the protons to the speed of light, which will then create a quantum foam and open up a wormhole.
She wears a pack as well.
Once the wormhole opens, the protons and the energy generated will break down our molecular structure so we can pass through the wormhole, so we can get to our time destination with our molecular structure fully reconstructed.
Hopefully.
It will. Okay, make it zoom in.
She points at a panel on her wrist.
This is where we'll put in our time coordinates and where we'll monitor the stability of the wormhole. Our TRPs only harness enough power to go back one full day into the past, so we'll go back to yesterday, 4:26 p.m., June 26, 2019.
All right. Ready?
Yes.
They both tap their wrist panels, then put on goggles.
Cool. Oh, boy. All right.
They stand side by side, grinning.
10, 9, 8.
Oh, and we don't measure time
7.
By our concept of time. We measure
CJ.
It by the...
Five, four, three, two, energize.
This isn't Star Trek.
Shut the fuck up.
A pop can shakes.
Well, I think it's working.
Oh.
A garbage can trembles. The kids stare at it, then beam. Bikes start shaking. Everything stops. Sebastian yanks off his pack. CJ flinches, then quickly tosses hers. Flames spurt from their backpacks.
Well, that went well.
Sebastian, what the?
No.
Title: See You Yesterday. Commuter train passes brick housing blocks. In the Bronx High School of Science.
No.
A clock shows 1:01. In class, CJ sits at her desk reading A Brief History of Time by Stephen Hawking. She peers at the clock, then looks at Sebastian reading a magazine with two boys. He meets her gaze, then glances at the clock. They nod at each other, and CJ looks back at the clock. Have a Great Summer is printed on a board behind the teacher. He reads a paperback titled Kindred.
Shh.
He scowls.
Shh.
A girl cocks her brow, then returns to her friend's tablet. The teacher returns to his book. More students watch the clock. The hall quickly fills with students. The classroom empties.
Okay, have a great summer. And don't forget the science expo starts July 5th. Go to the beach, Coney Island.
CJ steps up.
Mr. Lockhart.
In the hall, Sebastian hurries away from the other students.
Ms. Walker, you wanted to talk about the science expo?
Actually, I wanted to talk to you about our end of the year presentation.
What about it?
We wanted to use the presentation for the expo. B plus.
Sebastian sneaks into a lab.
B plus is not the end of the world.
B plus is not good for judges, though, either.
I just think you need to reach a little higher, Claudette.
Reach a little higher? You gave Eduardo an A plus for stupid circuit boards. Our calculations indicated the behavior of an electronically neutral point mass that...
Let me ask you a question. Why are you participating in the expo?
Full ride to MIT, hello. Oh, and Bash wants to go to Morehouse, scholarships.
You and Mr. Thomas are the smartest kids in this school.
She grins.
Don't tell her I said that.
Her smile drops.
But you're missing the big picture here. If time travel were possible, It would be the greatest ethical and philosophical conundrum of the modern age. If you had that kind of power, what would you do? What would you change?
CJ ponders, then meets Mr. Lockhart's wide-eyed gaze. Sebastian returns with his backpack.
CJ, hey, are you still tight about the presentation? Come on, we'll come next year, yeah?
Thank you, Mr. Thomas. If you guys want to work on your college applications, I'm here for you. That's more important right now.
The kids turn to leave.
Oh, and guys?
They look back.
Whatever it is you took from the lab, just bring it back in one piece.
Sebastian nods awkwardly. CJ sighs and leaves.
Have a great summer.
Sebastian leaves. Mr. Lockhart turns away.
Time to travel. Great Scott.
Sebastian and CJ stride quickly down the hall.
He's going, genius. We just made Mr. Lockhart in the conference.
Outside, a tall boy runs over.
Where y'all think y'all going?
Yes.
Ooh, I see you two went shopping in the lab.
To Sebastian.
Hey, you decided whether you coming down to Puerto Rico with me, homie? My Willow's church is going down there for the hurricane relief effort. It'd be dope if you came through, man. It's in August.
Yeah, all right. I'll ask my grandma if I can make it. Sure.
To CJ.
No, you can come down, too. If you want.
CJ ignores Eduardo.
Man, she's just upset with me because I can't fit her in my schedule for a date. No, what can I say? I'm popular with the shawties.
You're the last person I'd go on a date with. You could trust that.
Whatever. Whoa. So y'all gonna tell me what the equipment's for?
CJ walks around him.
Whoa, okay. I'll just turn back around. Get Mr. Lockhart.
Yo, I swear to God, don't fuck with me, all right?
Yo, I was just joking. Chill.
You're a stupid-ass friend.
What'd I do?
Eduardo hurries after them into the subway. Street signs read, Church and East 31st. Caption, East Flatbush, Brooklyn.
Hey, up there, I'm on my way up.
The three kids emerge from the subway.
Blame it on a place I grew up.
People mingle on the sidewalk.
And then I blew up. I've been on my job too long. Damn right I know what I do wrong. Ain't no way that I'm gonna change up.
The kids stroll along joking.
Everybody better pay up.
Ooh. Elevator on my way up. Penthouse bad bitch with a feet up.
They pass busy market stands.
I need that new Bentley truck. They just mad they wanna be us. Roll out the windows, put on the gas. Mixing up rapping the kids or selling my best.
Yo, hit me up later if y'all do something. Huh? I'm bashing. Let me know about Puerto Rico. We need you down there.
That man.
Eduardo leaves.
So tired of him.
I mean, Eduardo's a good guy. I think he likes you.
You think? If he makes another pass at me, I'm finna throw up.
They enter a mini mart. CJ greets the middle-aged man at the till.
Yo, I cannot wait to get to the crib.
Carlito.
This shit is heavy.
Mm.
Carlito, what is up?
Want me to carry it some?
Carlito grins at them.
Oh, now that we're almost home, you want to help? You would like to help? No, I'm good.
Oh, boy.
I'm fine.
All right, I'll get the slushies. What flavor do you want?
Red.
That's a color.
Still a flavor.
I don't see a red label, so your ass is getting blue raspberry.
She fills a plastic cup from a tank of blue slushy. A tall teen shoves Sebastian.
Yo, it's gonna call us.
Hey, asshole.
What's in the bag? Nah, what's in the bag?
CJ steps in.
What's in the bag?
Oh, yo, step off.
Seeing her, the teen stops. Beside him, a silver-haired girl cocks her head. He points at Sebastian.
Of course you'd be hanging with Dizzers.
Fuck you, Jared. I do not know what I saw in you.
She ain't even on your level.
The silver-haired girl leans back for Jared to kiss her open mouth. She looks sideways at CJ. Carlito frowns. Sebastian shakes his head.
Inappropriate.
Jared turns to CJ.
What? Used to be all about this dick.
CJ narrows her eyes.
I'm so tired of you lying on me.
Get off me. Get off me.
Stop. Stop. CJ, stop.
CJ.
She slaps him out to the sidewalk.
CJ, stop. No,
asshole.
CJ, get off me, son. Just because you're a girl
don't mean what, little nigga?
A young man.
What it don't mean? What you was about to say? You tough, right?
He stands inches from Jared's face. A bulky man eats chips beside him. Jared shifts.
Bro, why you not talking? What it don't mean?
Hey, baby, let's go.
Get the fuck out of here, bitch ass. Yeah, I smacked the shit out you, nigga.
Jared and his girlfriend leave. The young man turns around to CJ.
Claudette.
She rolls her eyes and storms away.
Claudette.
They walk together.
I come out of work. I see some dude about to swing on you. Then what? My black ass would have been arrested.
All right, I don't need you always playing big brother.
All right, I'm the only big brother you got. You too, Bash.
Should have thrown that slushie in his face.
You know what? I'm done arguing with you, yo. And you figure out what to tell Mom when she see you out here acting like a hood rat.
All right, relax. I'm not no hood rat.
That's what you look like to me. Every time somebody say something to you, you just ready to go off.
No, I'm not.
Well, you do.
All right, shut up, Sebastian, yo. You're the fucking hood rat, Calvin. You're the one Mama has to worry about, not me.
You know what?
Guys,
you got a control problem, CJ,
control
and you need
problem?
To deal with that shit.
You need to deal with your control problem.
Don't tell
you
me what
trying to
deal
freaking
with.
Control
You're
me.
Not the same age.
Oh,
you,
my
this
gosh,
is, this is
you're
crazy,
3 years
CJ.
Older than me.
Hey,
all right, relax.
Hey!
They stare at two beat cops.
We're good?
Yeah.
You're a little loud over here.
Everything's fine, officer.
Yo, fair warning, I'm recording. I'll send this shit viral.
Calvin's friend films with his cell.
All right, nothing's wrong, officer. Just talking
yeah, I'm
to
not
my
asking you. I'm asking him.
The Hispanic cop steps to Calvin.
Are you deaf? We good, like my kids.
Let's see some IDs.
You can't just come over here and ask
Now, starting with you.
Did you ask Francis Pierre for his ID before you shot him?
The cop glares, then steps back.
That's right, still rolling.
The cop nods grimly. A thin man wheels a shopping cart.
Babylon, move away from them, Babylon. You're gunfire. Stop it the wrong day. Get away from them, Babylon.
Else
an idea with no police brutality. You're punching in the face and kicking them in the ground and things.
All right,
you're
right.
Burn fire.
Get out of here.
The cops leave.
You're the fool, you know.
A door opens, revealing formulas written on glass, lab equipment, audio control panels, a poster of the inventor Marie Van Britten Brown. Sebastian and CJ shut the garage door behind them. CJ leans on a table.
You okay?
Her waist-length braids dangle as she drops her head.
I'm fine.
She holds her forehead.
You have a cut right there.
I said I'm fine.
She shrugs off his hand. Tight-lipped, Sebastian removes his backpack. CJ's brow creases.
I am so sorry. Stupid-ass Jared lying on me, saying that he was my first. No, I would never, not with him.
You know, he got the jump on me.
Because had I seen him,
Sebastian punches the air.
Ooh, no doubt.
You know, I had to keep clean or whatever.
For real.
CJ grins.
No, but seriously, thanks for what you did back there at the store. Having my back.
Always. Now unpack the shit. We got a lot to do before the expo.
You heard. Okay. It's gonna be a long ass week.
A man in a white hat enters.
Hey, boy. Hey, CJ. What's the business?
Hey, Grandpa.
Hey, Mr. Thomas.
Glad you got home. You'd help with the lawn today.
Yeah, we just got back here. We have a lot of work to do. Expo's next week.
So we're on a really tight deadline.
Hello, hello. You guys just can't be hanging around the garage like this all the time. It is not healthy for your brain, you know?
Yeah, we know. We've been working on this for about a year, so just give a little bit more time. We'll
but
be able to... Look, it'll get us into college. There'll be scholarships.
Scholarships?
Yes.
Really?
Uh-huh.
I like that. I do. Or is it that you two just like being together alone too much, eh?
Sebastian looks at CJ. She frowns.
Listen, Sebastian. Expo's next week, right?
Yeah.
Yes, you have enough time to finish whatever it is that you're doing. After that, you're going to get yourself a proper summer job, right? Can't have you in this garage all summer, boy. Make sense? 1 week. Story done. Was that why you suck your teeth?
Nothing.
Eh? Was he want to get a hole in your teeth, eh?
Grandpa Thomas leaves with a shovel. Sebastian sits at the table.
Listen, when we get this up and running, we're going to be out of here. MIT, Stanford, Morehouse, Spelman, all begging for us to come to their schools. Right?
Right.
Okay. Just got to put in this work.
They put on hologram goggles. CJ spreads her hands above the table to expand a hologram of their device. They watch closely as liquid starts flowing from the canister through a tube to a round rotor circuit.
That's what it is. It's the tubing.
They remove their goggles.
Yeah, I mean, looks like the force of the protons was just too much.
Yeah. Told you those extra supplies would come in handy.
CJ spreads her arms. Grinning, they slap hands. Then bump fists.
All right.
Two teens peer in the window. CJ and Sebastian pull a tarp over their gear, then open the garage door.
Can I help you?
Marriage, I got the juice.
What kind of juice?
Orange juice?
With or without the pulp?
But the Pope?
Who sent you?
Boya Wado sent me.
And Kimberly sent me.
CJ returns inside.
I bet.
She opens a fridge.
Damn!
We got your screen protectors, your lemon drops, your Jolly Chargers, your Sweet Tooth headsets, your hover selfies.
I just came to get a new battery for my phone, huh?
Yeah, and I'm just here to pick up my auntie's laptop.
Why'd y'all just say that?
Y'all gotta speak up.
CJ opens a locker full of laptops with tags. She gives one to the girl.
All right, tell her we completely refurbished it. The RAM's been boosted to a 16 gigabyte DDR3, and we took out the optical drive, and we replaced it with these new SSDs. Tell her it works like a 2015, three times as fast.
Word.
CJ holds out her palm, and the girl pays. CJ sighs, then gives the bill back.
We rocks with Kim. Family discount.
For real? Hey!
The girl smirks at the other customer and leaves.
I'm family too, right?
The kids glare. That night in a living room, a young woman watches TV intently.
The community is still outraged over the slaying of 17-year-old Francis Pierre.
A tall woman braids pipe cleaners into the younger one's hair. Calvin watches TV from the couch.
Protesters say those regularly targeted by police harassment and violence are overwhelmingly the city's poor and minority community.
The tall woman shakes her head.
It's a shame how they shot that boy.
This shit is sad. They really don't care about us.
What you know? I know him too. Good kid.
CJ enters.
Claudette Josephine, you're coming kind of close, ain't you? You missed dinner, but the pile of dishes are waiting on you. It's still your night.
Calvin discreetly lifts his middle finger at CJ. She sucks her teeth. The woman stare.
Oh, no, not you, Mom. No, not you. I gotta put my stuff down.
Her mother looks stern. CJ smiles at the young woman.
Hey, Kimberly.
Hey, CJ. Thanks for the upgrade on my laptop, sweetie.
No problem.
CJ ignores Calvin's grin. CJ washes dishes at the kitchen sink. She blinks rapidly. Her head down, Calvin enters and leans beside her.
Let me help my little sister with this.
He starts drying dishes. CJ keeps her head down. Calvin sucks his teeth.
All right, damn, I know you mad about early, all right? But I was just looking out for you, all right? I'm not trying to, like, say you can't handle yourself or come off all misogyny and shit either.
Misogyny is a noun defined as the hatred of or contempt for or prejudice against women. While misogynistic is the correct adjective you're looking for to describe you as someone who professes misogyny. Misogynistic.
I'm mad you really explained that, though. Like, you just went mad hard for no reason.
I'm a little tired of people telling me how I should act.
CJ, well, maybe if you listen more, you would act right.
She glares.
Whoa. Calm down, all right? All I'm trying to say is you got to learn to control that temper of yours, CJ.
Well, I wonder where I get it from.
Calvin looks baffled. CJ cocks her brows. They both laugh.
Yeah, I'm just trying to look out for you and make sure you don't mess nothing up for yourself, all right? Man, what was dude saying anyway?
He was just talking shit.
Look, man, I told you, these dudes around here, they can't do nothing for you. All right, you going places, CJ, and since Pops is going, I got to make sure that you get there.
You could go somewhere, too. We could go together. You get back focused, take your SATs, start applying to colleges. You know, we could do big things. Two walkers about to explode.
Calvin looks dubious. CJ flashes her fingers. She strikes a cheering pose.
That do sound better than washing dishes at the Texas BBQ. I ain't gonna hold you.
Yeah.
Calvin shakes his head, then gazes back at CJ.
Damn, I hate it when you smart, man. It's scary, but you inspire me.
So, are you gonna let me hold Dad's dog tags, or...?
Dog tags? Oh, I didn't even remember I had these on. You talking about these?
Yes.
Oh, no, yeah. You only get these over my dead body.
Oh, come on!
Nah, what happened to the medal we gave you?
It's upstairs, but I can't wear that every day. It might fall off. Just missing y'all.
She drops her head.
Yeah, I miss him too.
Calvin purses his lips. A medal lies in a jewelry box on a quilt.
Thinking about Dad.
DJ looks up from the bed.
You okay?
Her mother sits beside her.
I haven't checked in a while.
CJ puts aside Hawking's book.
I'm fine. I'm okay.
Her mother strokes her hair, studying her.
I know, babe.
CJ glances up, then quickly down again.
Come
here. Her mother pulls her close, wrapping her arms around her. CJ leans against her.
You just like him, you know that?
They gaze down at the metal.
You and your brother, but boy, I never met anybody as stubborn as your daddy till I met you.
She smiles, then kisses the top of CJ's head.
Kiss him, Russ. Love you.
Love you too. Are you going to sleep?
I'll probably stay up for a little while, catch up on my shoulder.
Waiting up on Calvin.
Who told you to be so smart, huh?
The kids film themselves in the back lane.
All right. This is temporal relocation test number 104. Today is June 29th, 2019, and this is our fourth test on our temporal relocation pack mark once.
If this works, we will time travel back one day into the past. During our jump back, we have agreed not to make any major changes as to not break the time-space continuum, possibly altering the future in ways we could never imagine.
Sebastian finishes adjusting CJ's backpack and stands beside her. They put on their goggles and brace themselves.
Ten, nine, eight, seven, six.
The pop can shakes.
Five.
Then the garbage can and the old bike.
Two.
Yellow ripples surge through the kids. They grit their teeth. CJ mouths what the fuck. They gape at the yellow current rippling through their arms.
Sebastian, did you shoot the pulse of...
They brace themselves. A round flash encircles them. It flashes again. They clinch their teeth. They vanish. CJ and Sebastian stand in a flashing yellow tunnel. They sway as the light rays streak past them faster and faster. Meanwhile, the back lane is empty and still. The pop can starts shaking. The old bike twists in half. A wheel hurls into the garbage can. The lid explodes upward. Garbage scatters. The kids appear as a yellow flash. The scene tilts back and forth. The kids flash on and off. The kids appear in yellow. With a big puff of yellow dust, they materialize in the lane. They look at their hands normal again. Frowning, CJ removes her goggles. Sebastian pats his chest, stomach, then groin. He smiles, relieved.
Okay, check the time coordinates.
Putting on her glasses, CJ taps her wrist panel. It shows June 28th. Sebastian grins at his panel, then beams at CJ.
Come on.
They run down the lane. They arrive at a busy street corner, still wearing their gear.
Look at this beautiful street that I saw yesterday.
But that wasn't there. Kim! Do you know what today's date is?
What?
Do you know the date of today?
Look, I'm sending my niece Zora to get my laptop later today. You both look crazy. Aren't you too old to be playing with toys?
What's today's date?
June 28th. Woo! Oh,
my God. Woo! Okay. Okay, somebody else. Somebody else has to know the date. Excuse me. Miss, do you know what today's date is?
Yeah, payday.
Wrong. It's June 28th. That's right. Oh, excuse me, sir. Do you know what today's date is?
Fuck out of my face.
Wow.
You're right.
You have a good day,
we'll move
sir.
On. We'll move on.
They reach Carlito's store.
Sorry, what?
And Kim's idea is necessary? I mean, we agreed that
we agreed. No major changes.
At the slushy tank.
This is minor. I mean, itsy bitsy.
CJ fills two cups with slushy, then spots Jared and his girlfriend.
Hey, Jared.
She throws the red slushy at them.
Oh, hell no!
CJ, I can't wait to look at this.
Yesterday, CJ and Sebastian enter.
What the hell happened to y'all?
The time travelers hide.
What are you doing?
This is exactly why he wanted this for our test. We cannot be seen by our past selves.
Jared faces CJ.
What is good with you? Why are you always acting like a wild bitch?
What you call me?
CJ slaps Jared outside. The time travelers watch through a window as the slapping continues. Kelvin arrives and stands face to face with Jared. Inside, CJ jumps up.
Yeah, that's my brother. What now?
CJ, are you crazy? We cannot be seen by ourselves in this timeline. Time-space continuum, CJ. Time-space continuum.
They look back through the window to Kelvin and Jared on the sidewalk. CJ grins and turns to Sebastian.
I got an idea.
On the sidewalk.
What it don't mean? What you about to say?
Jared's face and t-shirt are splattered with red slushy.
Yeah, got your stepfather, nigga.
Get your ass. Yeah, your mother.
Jared and his splattered girlfriend leave. They round a corner. CJ throws more slushy at them, then runs off.
Come here!
Jared races after the time travelers. He grabs CJ's backpack. They tussle in the road.
Watch out! The car!
A car hits Jared. He tumbles over the hood and onto the road. The time travelers gape. People run up to help.
Blows and skirt.
What happened?
You're right. You're right.
Oh, shit. What happened? Oh,
CJ starts forward.
CJ, what? Wait.
She checks her panel.
The wormhole's about to close.
But it's only been 10 minutes. We can't jump here.
Let's go. Let's go. Go.
They run.
Too many people.
What the fuck is wrong with you? Put your fucking phone away.
In a kitchen, two full plates of food sit on a counter beside the sink. A plump older woman washes dishes.
Sebastian!
CJ and Sebastian emerge from the garage in a yellow haze.
You're lucky your grandfather ain't home.
Sorry, Grandma, we're doing an experiment.
What kind of experiment is this? To mash up my house? This place is a mess, boy.
We're gonna get right on. We're gonna fix it right now.
Sebastian, if I hear one more explosion, that'll be the last time you do your experimenting in my house. You understand?
Yes, Grandma.
And how are you, young lady?
I'm fine, thanks.
Good. Now help Sebastian clean up this place.
Grandma Thomas storms back to the house.
They're gonna make me old. I used to be young. They're gonna make me so old.
Sebastian sweeps.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Okay. Thank you.
CJ smiles as she turns off her phone.
He's at Kings County Hospital. You just broke his arm. He'll be fine.
Sebastian keeps sweeping, avoiding her gaze. CJ's brow puckers.
You got something to say, my guy? Then say it.
You didn't invent time travel for you to get back at your ex-boyfriend.
I know that you're mad that Jared got hit by a car, but I didn't intend for that to happen.
It's not about intention, CJ. What if he had been killed? Then what, huh? It's about controlling something we obviously have no control over.
Everything great has the capacity to be good and bad.
Think about Arthur Galston.
Science is bigger than us.
Dude thought he was inventing a soybean enhancer and someone else turned it into Agent Orange.
Why are you so serious, Sebastian? Lighten up for once.
We invented temporal relocation, CJ. Temporal relocation. Something Einstein spent his entire life trying to do.
Yes, and when we win the expo, we're going to be on the cover of NASA Tech Briefs because of it. So what's the problem?
Sebastian rubs his face. Later, fireworks fill the sky. A man shakes a bottle, spraying a barbecue. Kelvin's friend grins. At a neighborhood lawn party, a girl carries a sparkler. Two children throw mini basketballs into hoops. People load corn cobs, chili, and chicken onto paper plates. A table holds an assortment of drinks. A DJ plays records. Kelvin slaps down a domino tile. He grins.
Dominoes, motherfucker.
What is this? You don't know how to play no dominoes.
What are you talking about? I just put my last piece down, son.
He's doing much, buddy.
Boy, don't play no damn dominoes.
Boy, move away from here. You got to learn before you play.
Yeah, I'm playing the old head version of dominoes. And the new generation with the last piece go
you
down.
You gotta go, man.
Huh?
Lame ass nigga jabber head, man.
Come in the game, just get sweet.
Yo.
Kelvin stands.
Yo, don't do that.
Watch out.
He stomps past his friend towards Jared and another young man.
What you doing here, bro?
What are you coming up to me like that for?
What are you doing here, bro? What are you doing here, bro?
What are you talking about? I'll lay your ass out right here. I wish you would do something.
Don't play with my sister, bro. I don't play, bro.
You acting like you about to do something, nigga.
You acting like you tough.
I'll
play with
Not today, why?
Watch your damn mouth.
To Jared.
Bumba clad.
Calvin and his friend leave. They stroll down Malcolm X Court.
I thought you said you hit that shit already.
Yeah, I'm
lying ass. Look at your face. You ain't had shit. You know she gonna be there tonight, right? So you wanna change that story?
Aight, damn, man. I ain't hit it yet. I'm gonna hit it tonight, though.
Shit. Yo, give me this stuff. Let me show you how to properly slide.
What
the
I tell
DM,
you about grabbing a grown man phone.
Get
nigga.
The fuck out of here with that bullshit, man.
Nigga, before I smack the jean jacket bucket out of your
fucking nigga always
head,
talking
nigga.
Shit. Get the fuck out of the way.
Two men run past.
Oh, fuck them niggas going, man.
Kelvin and Dennis stare after them.
Slap the shit out of them niggas. Fucking Keith, man. Niggas always on some bullshit.
Yo, hold on. What the fuck is this?
A ghost car stops behind them.
NYP, don't fucking move! Where are you two coming from?
Calvin narrows his eyes at Dennis, then at the two plainclothes cops. One grips a gun behind his back. Calvin shifts his feet. The screen goes black.
An unfortunate start to the 4th of July holiday. On Thursday evening, Calvin Walker, a 19-year-old black teen, was allegedly shot and killed by an NYPD officer. According to police, Walker was attempting to pull something out of his pocket when he was shot. A woman who claimed to have a bird's-eye view of the incident said that Walker was unarmed.
At a funeral, CJ's face is wet with tears. Time slows. As CJ stands to leave, her mother gently pulls her back beside her in the pew. She pulls her daughter close. CJ leans her head against her mother's shoulder. Her mother strokes her hair, then slowly kisses her head. She puts her arm around CJ's shoulder.
Now all of this comes on the heels of the Francis Pierre shooting. And activists say this is yet another example of overzealous policing and mistaken identity.
Calvin and CJ's mother mouths, "Amen," her face lifted, tears flowing. Later on TV,
Walker and his friend Dennis Owens most likely mistaken for these two men. Had just robbed a bodega a few blocks away.
CJ sits on her bed.
On Friday afternoon, after a vigil for Walker, violent protests erupted in the Crown Heights neighborhood of Brooklyn.
Her mother enters, followed by Sebastian's grandmother. They stand in the doorway. CJ keeps her head down. CJ's mother sits beside her. On TV, protesters hold a Black Lives Matter banner.
Baby, you should not be watching the news like that. It'll only upset you. Come on. Let's get you out of this dress. Get you to bed. Come on.
CJ stiffens.
You still have a brother, my love. Sebastian.
Grandma Thomas.
He's your brother too, you know?
CJ licks her lips and swallows hard. Her mother gazes at her, then blinks tears.
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry about all of this. Your father and Cal. If I could go back and fix it, I would. But I can't, CJ.
CJ stares at her.
We still have each other, though.
Sorry, what's it just say?
I said, we still have each other. Okay?
CJ lowers her gaze with a thoughtful expression. Her mother squeezes her shoulder, then kisses her head.
Yes, I'm rising.
She strokes CJ's tight cornrow braids. Then she gets up to leave. CJ ponders. In the doorway, Sebastian's grandma gazes over to CJ.
Claudette Josephine Walker. We are here.
CJ nods solemnly. Left alone, she lifts her gaze. She gulps, then steals her jaw. Her breath quickens. She jumps up and sits at her desk, turning on a lamp. She flips through images of the time travel device. Using a marker, she writes TNO at the top of the first image. then quickly draws a canister on the device, adding an arrow at each end. She leans over her work, a perpetual motion plasma ball twinkling beside her. At a cemetery, old tombstones cast shadows on the sunlit grass. Wearing a summer dress and sneakers, CJ walks slowly between the graves, her head down. She holds a few daisies in one hand. She stops and looks at the ground ahead, twisting her flowers. Bouquets lie before the headstone engraved, "Beloved son, Kelvin Walker." CJ rubs her neck, then purses her lips. Kelvin's dog tags hang from her neck. She half turns away, then glances at her daisies. She gazes wistfully at Kelvin's grave. Sebastian walks up slowly behind her. Moments later, they sit on a stone bench. Sebastian studies a diagram.
TRP Mark II. You add another canister. Why?
Because in this canister, we can now change the spin of electrons.
Change the spin? But then they become positrons.
And if we introduce the new positrons to the protons in the original chamber,
it'll be antimatter colliding with matter, pure energy. That's good.
Yep. It'll give enough energy so that it could power the machines to 2 times faster than the speed of light.
Holy shit, CJ.
Right?
But CJ.
That can expand the amount of time that we go back, from a day to probably a week.
CJ, the expo was the day after Kelvin got shot. We already missed it.
I don't care about the expo. We can go back. We can fix it. We can save Kelvin.
Sebastian hesitates. He drops his gaze, then shakes his head.
No, CJ. No, we can't. We go back and try something like this, there could be bigger consequences than Jared's broken arm.
I don't care about stupid Jared.
It's not about him. It's about the unforeseen outcomes that we can never predict. There could be real-life consequences for doing something
like
this.
Are you shitting me, Sebastian? Look around you. Look at where we are. Look at my brother.
He shakes his head again and looks away.
Look at my brother.
Sebastian gazes at Kelvin's headstone. CJ studies him, her brow creased. She clamps her lips.
You know what? What do you care? It wasn't your brother. I'll do it myself. I'll pick up the stuff tomorrow.
She leaves Sebastian alone on the bench. A framed photo shows Kelvin grinning, his arms over CJ's shoulder. Another photo shows a man in a suit, a band of medals on his chest. Daylight glimmers through the curtains. CJ lies in bed hugging the quilt. She gazes to the side, her eyes glistening, then snuggles deeper. Now lying on her back with her glasses on, she holds up a funeral program and gazes at the front cover, a photo of Kelvin wearing a graduation cap and gown. Later, CJ walks down a driveway using an umbrella. She wears a t-shirt and ripped jeans. She reaches the garage with formulas written on the window. Sebastian opens the door. CJ enters with a solemn look. Wearing her backpack, she gazes at the table. On one corner are 2 plates with scrambled eggs and bacon, each with a fork and napkin. She cocks her brow at Sebastian. He shifts his feet. She gestures at the table with a questioning look.
Granny made it for us.
CJ sighs, then blinks and drops her head. Sebastian points at a flag on the wall.
My uncle sent me that flag from Guyana.
After my parents died.
He always says friends are like your chosen family. There's no I, there's just we. I love Kelvin too, you know.
Oh, no, I shouldn't have said that.
It's okay, don't worry about
it. No, it's not okay. I really am sorry.
I know.
You're my best friend.
Sebastian smiles at her. CJ smiles back.
So we cool?
Yeah, we cool.
I love you, black man.
I love you too, black woman.
They slap hands, then bump fists and pound their own fists on their heart. They hug tightly, their eyes shut. CJ opens a newspaper.
All right, look, these all say the same thing.
Calvin was shot 4 days ago on July 4th. The police encountered him and Dennis at 5:40.
And then Calvin's dead by 5:47. So if we just go back, get them out of there, he's saved.
We only have so many times to get this right. I mean, the machines would need to be recalibrated after every jump. We can only go back once a day.
I know. And based on our last jump, wormhole stability is only going to last for 10 minutes before it starts to collapse.
That gives us 10 minutes to save Calvin.
Everything's gonna need to be damn near perfect.
Sebastian, this has to work.
Sebastian nods solemnly. Someone selects a record, then sets a needle down on a spinning turntable.
Hey, ring the alarm. Hey, whoa. Ring the alarm. And not a sound is dying.
Wearing gloves and goggles, CJ pours an amber liquid into a test tube, then places the tube in a centrifuge and starts its spinning. In work gloves and safety glasses, Sebastian grinds a metal file, sparks flying. Later, he studies a computer screen and makes a note, then carefully slides a wired circuit board into a slot. CJ pours liquid into a canister on the device. They slap hands and fists, then adjust the two matching devices. A blue light spins around each rotor circuit, faster and faster. In the lane, a thin man dozes on a lawn chair beside his car. He wears a West African hat over dreadlocks. A sign advertises Caribbean flags and soap. The flags start waving. A bright light flashes. CJ and Sebastian appear in drifting smoke.
What in the blazes?
Yo, did it work? Are we here?
Our time coordinates say they did.
Yo, why you make so much noise? We are near it.
The kids look at each other, then run past. He peers after them.
I can't understand he's cheering today, no?
Rounding a corner, they see Kim with a girl.
You better not light another. You know these for the cookout later.
We did it.
Okay, set your time clocks, 10 minutes and counting.
Yeah, come on.
Sebastian taps his wrist panel, then hurries after CJ.
Did you bring Calvin's funeral program?
Two men roll dice on a sidewalk. The kids run onto the sidewalk. They back away from the men, then turn around.
Let us dip.
They face Jared.
Y'all Herb's wish?
His arm's in a sling.
Listen, we're very sorry about your arm, but we really don't have time for this right now.
Yeah, I bet your asses are sorry. And your brother ain't here now, is he? So look, we're gonna square up on all this.
The kids nod at each other, then barrel past, elbowing Jared.
Come on.
The four men give chase. One hurries back to collect the dice winnings. The time travelers sprint onto another road, then down a cracked sidewalk, the others close behind. They race past the park fence. Running into the busy park, they hop through a skipping rope. CJ pulls a hot dog cart into the path. The men avoid it and run on. She yanks over a barbecue. The kids run between picnic tables. CJ grabs things to throw behind them. A big man stops Jared. The kids escape. Meanwhile, on Malcolm X Court. The robbers run past.
Where the fuck them niggas going?
Kelvin and Dennis stare after them.
You know them niggas?
Keith, always on some. Just fucking Keith, man. Maybe he's always wild and running around.
Bro, what the fuck is this?
The ghost car arrives. The kids round a corner. They stop.
Move!
What's your way?
No,
we need to go. We need to go. We need to go back to the alleyway.
We're here. We're
CJ, right. He's gone.
Sebastian grips her arms.
He's gone.
She gazes at him, panting.
We need to go.
They run back the other way. The back lane is quiet. A yellow puff and the kids appear. They stop running.
Stupid ass Jared! God, we the whole day wasted. Gone. We didn't even make it to Malcolm X.
CJ, calm down. Calm down. We have another chance.
Calm down.
We
don't
have
tell another me chance. To calm down.
We'll get this right.
She leans over. Sebastian reaches to her.
Come on.
Get off me. I don't need a fucking hug.
In the garage, CJ rubs her lips. Her brows crease. Sebastian sits across the table from her. He glances at her. She gazes at the newspapers scattered between them, stories about Kelvin's death and the robbers. CJ sits up.
That's it. We stopped the robbery. That's the only way we can keep them from murdering Kelvin.
CJ, those dudes are dangerous. Probably hung some shit. I don't want guns in either of our faces.
To make sure the changes that we make are effective, we have to visit as close as possible to the murder.
Grandma Thomas enters with a plate of crackers and cheese.
What y'all doing in here? Y'all working?
Yes, Granny. Thanks for the snacks.
Is everything okay?
Yes, ma'am, we're fine, thank you.
Listen, you need anything, I am here, okay?
She passed Sebastian.
You take good care of him.
She tweaks his cheek fondly, then lumbers out again.
No one said anything about having any guns in our faces. All right, look.
CJ writes on a glass board.
Carlito's bodega is here. According to the news, the robbery happens at 5:35 and the 911 call comes in at 5:36. All we have to do is call the cops before the robbery happens. No robbery. Calvin's alive.
Okay, but we need to do something about running into our past selves.
We're good. We were at Bulletproof Comics that day, remember?
No, I mean, we just did our first attempt, right?
Yeah.
And we're about to do another attempt, right, during the same time
frame? Okay, so?
So our first attempt selves still exists in those 10 minutes that we just jumped from.
We don't want to bump into our first attempt selves either, yeah.
No, we do not. We need something that can direct a lot of energy.
Sebastian ponders.
You're not gonna like this, CJ. You're not going to like this.
In a living room, Eduardo massages a plump woman's foot.
Ay, nene, tú siempre tan bueno conmigo.
Mejor.
Sí, sí, ya el dolor se me acabó.
CJ peeks in from the hall.
¿Segura?
Sí, ya estoy bien, mi amor. ¿Y el control remoto, dónde está?
CJ retreats again. Eduardo hands his grandma the TV remote.
Espérate, espérate, sí, espérate. That CJ, she's very pretty, no?
Yeah.
Well, I'm very happy for you, but I want you to be careful because she looks like she's a little rough, no?
Abuela, usted no tiene idea.
Overhearing, CJ smirks. CJ and Sebastian sit on a bed. Eduardo joins them.
Damn, bro, what took you so long?
I got some snacks for y'all ungrateful asses.
He gives Sebastian a bag, then presents one to CJ. She frowns and puts it aside. Eduardo sits on the chair, then swirls around to face them.
So, what's this about? Y'all say you need some energy conduits?
Yeah. We need something that can handle large amounts of energy.
I mean, why don't y'all just build a circuit board or something?
For our specifications, we need something with obscene energy capacity.
Obscene?
Yeah.
How obscene?
Like
the quantum circuit boards that you built for the end of the year project.
Nah, I'm sorry. That ain't happening,
bro, listen,
B. Sorry.
I wouldn't ask you if it wasn't important. This is the only thing that's gonna work.
Really? And what's this for?
Sebastian looks at CJ. She raises her brows at him.
Some new shit that we can't talk about yet.
So, y'all need my shit to make your new shit, but you can't tell me shit?
Well, shit, that's pretty much it.
Yeah.
What? Nah, sorry.
CJ studies him. Eduardo shakes his head, clamping his lips. CJ takes a deep breath.
Give us the quantum circuit board, and I'll go on a date with you.
Yes! I've been waiting on you since the fourth grade. I'm gonna treat you like a princesa.
He kisses her hands. He turns to Sebastian.
Get the last of my beer, please. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. And turn that way, please. Thank you. Thank you very much.
They turn away from Eduardo. He pulls a metal suitcase from under the bed, then gestures them to turn around.
Come.
Eduardo licks his fingers and opens the locks. He solemnly lifts the lid. He kisses his fingers, then waves them over a gleaming circuit board. He beams at it. The kids gape. Sebastian taps a knob. Eduardo turns it back on.
I just want to touch it.
In the garage.
So
So, this is like giving the TRPs a lobotomy?
Precisely. Theoretically, we won't encounter our previous time-traveling selves. I mean, those quantum boards should be able to add enough energy from the gamma rays to splice time entirely, creating a virtual reset of our previous time jumps.
Well, that's wild. So tomorrow?
Tomorrow. Let's get some rest. Get it right this time.
CJ slides Eduardo's circuit board into one of their devices, then sets a dial. The blue light starts spinning around the rotor circuit. At home, CJ's mother sits before the TV. CJ enters. A news caption reads, "Violent protests continue."
Hey, Mom, did you eat yet?
Mom.
CJ removes her pack.
It's not good, Mom.
Her mother looks down numbly. CJ sits beside her on the couch. CJ leans forward, watching the news. Her mother sighs, then bends forward over her knees. Head down, she runs her hand over her face and head. CJ sits back. She glances at her mother, then puts an arm around her back and guides her to lie on her side across CJ's lap. Her mother takes CJ's other hand and kisses it. Then, she rests her cheek on it, facing the TV. CJ strokes her mother's shoulder, then lowers her head. Next day in the garage. The kids nod solemnly to each other. Wearing their gear, in slow motion, they stride from the garage. Sebastian taps the panel on his wrist. CJ puts her hands in the pockets of her dungarees. The garage door slowly closes behind them, the green, red, and yellow Guyana flag pinned above it. In the lane, the Caribbean seller dozes beside his cart. The flash jolts him awake. In the dust, CJ uses her phone.
Hello? I want to report a robbery.
The time travelers run off. In the mini cart, Carlito looks up from the counter. He eyes a man with a goatee browsing in the aisle. Carlito frowns and returns to his puzzle. A man in a cap enters. The first man nods to him. The cap man joins him behind a shelf. CJ and Sebastian arrive outside. They scan around.
What time is it?
5:30.
Where are they? I caught them 5 minutes ago.
I mean, I'll be taking a minute around here sometimes.
I caught them before it even happened. How much of a head start do they need? Jeez, I'm just coming.
CJ, you're gonna go into a bodega we already know is gonna get robbed.
Look around, the NYPD ain't coming. We can't waste this jumper any more time.
I know.
I'm just going in to warn Carlito. Okay, remember, the robbery doesn't even happen until 5:35. I have 5 minutes to warn him and then get the fuck out. It shouldn't take me two.
CJ!
Just wait for me.
She runs into the store. Sebastian waits outside, then spots another Sebastian across the road. The other Sebastian calls.
CJ!
And runs across to the store. The time traveler hides.
CJ!
In the store.
What's wrong with you the other day?
Well, just...
splashing people with slushies in my store?
I just really gotta tell you something.
Look, I'm not gonna tell your mother, but
I really gotta tell you something, okay? You just gotta listen to me.
No, I don't wanna listen to you, all right?
Carlito, please.
CJ turns from Carlito.
Sebastian, what the fuck?
What are you doing here? Our meeting at Bulletproof. You said 5:30, right?
CJ frowns, confused, then her eyes widen.
Oh, jeez. Okay, just give me a minute.
The goateed man steps to the counter. CJ stares at him.
What the fuck are you looking at?
Nothing.
He returns to the shelves. CJ reaches into her pocket and starts writing a note. Sebastian steps closer.
CJ, what are you doing?
Just go, okay? I'll meet you at the comic store.
You're wearing TRPs and doing this shit without me?
Could just go, please, Sebastian. Jesus, I'll tell you everything later. Okay, just go.
She shows Carlito her note. Robbers. Carlito stares at her, and she tilts her head toward the goateed man. Carlito gulps. He slowly picks up a pistol from a shelf under the counter. Then swings it out. CJ ducks.
Don't move. Stay right there. I know what you're up
to,
man.
Yo, bro, I ain't up to
nothing. Stay right there.
Put the gun down.
No, man, I ain't putting it down. Stay right there.
The cat man draws a gun.
Put the fucking gun down right now.
The first man draws his gun on Carlito, too.
Now what? Put that shit down. Now give us everything. Give us everything. Hurry the fuck up.
The robber looks at the kids.
Y'all two, give us y'all shit too.
Sebastian empties his pockets.
Too, man. Hurry up. Hurry up. Nah, the shit on your arm in the bag. Throw it out. Give me your shit
back. No, what?
CJ hangs onto her gear.
Give me the bag and I'll put
you. Sebastian tries to reach her. Outside, time traveler Sebastian peers toward the store. Startled, he slowly starts forward. The other Sebastian steps backward out of the store, then collapses on the sidewalk. The robbers flee. CJ runs out to Sebastian on the ground. The other Sebastian watches gaping.
Call 911, Carlito! Jesus, Sebastian!
Blood runs from the shop boy's mouth. CJ clutches his t-shirt, then looks up and sees the other Sebastian approaching. The wounded Sebastian sees him and frowns, trembling.
Sebastian, I am so sorry. I didn't know. I'm sorry.
The time traveler vomits. CJ stares at him, aghast.
CJ?
The shop boy goes limp. The other Sebastian flickers. He looks at his fading hands.
Fuck, you gotta wake up. Come on, Sebastian, you gotta wake up, please. Please, come on, wake up.
CJ shakes the shop boy's limp body. The other Sebastian fades, then vanishes. His backpack and goggles drop to the ground.
Fuck. Come on, you gotta wake up. You gotta wake up. Come on, Sebastian, please. Please wake up.
She checks her timer.
I'm gonna go. I'm sorry.
She grabs Sebastian's gear and runs off. In the lane, CJ clutches her gear in bloody hands, sobbing as she enters the time hole. Bright yellow lights streak past, faster and faster. She rematerializes in the lane. She drops Sebastian's pack, then staggers to the side and vomits. Flames burst from Sebastian's pack. CJ leans on the garbage can. The scene tilts to the right. She raises her hand in anguish. The scene tilts clockwise until it's upside down. The screen goes black. An upside down view of a church interior turns clockwise.
I'm weary, saints, as I'm sure many of you are, because here I stand again before you, first for Francis Pierre, and now for one of our most beloved, Sebastian Jefferson Thomas.
CJ holds daisies and the funeral program.
Only 16 years old. This was the summer before his senior year high school, and he had dreams, saints.
In the open casket, Sebastian wears a suit.
That will now never be realized.
CJ's face is wet.
Dreams of going to college and becoming a scientist. Instead, we now all sit here mourning his loss. A young man in
Eduardo
our community
weeps nearby.
Full of endless promise and potential whose life been cut short.
Sebastian's grandparents mourn.
And I have to admit, I, like so many of you out there, have to ask, where is the justice?
Kelvin stands outside later wearing black.
For our sons and our daughters and our communities, when will it end the grieving? Not just for Flatbush, but for the whole nation and all the black and brown communities within it.
CJ sits alone on the church steps. People pat her shoulder as they leave.
And to be mercy and to love and live.
She turns her head from her mother and Kim, then hurries away. Kelvin watches her leave. He ponders.
Through Christ Jesus, I remember God's promises.
At night, CJ unlocks the front door. She enters the dark front hall.
Mom? In the living room.
Still in her black dress, she hurries to the living room.
What happened?
Her mother consoles Grandpa Thomas.
Gloria. She's at the King's County Hospital. He says it's a nervous breakdown. She can't stomach to see Sebastian gone, so. Mm-hmm. I don't know what's going to happen.
CJ trots out to the dimly lit sidewalk. She walks past a parked car.
CJ.
She ignores Calvin calling her from the driver's window.
CJ.
He gets out.
Claudette, I know you hear me talking.
What? I just want to be left alone. Jesus, what is...
Yo, do not play with me right now, and I'm dead ass. We need to talk.
What? What?
He strides up to her, then holds up his own funeral program.
This some sort of joke?
Calvin, where did you get that?
You know where the hell I got it from. Now explain to me what's going on. Because ain't nothing been right around here since Sebastian got murdered. He was a better person than me and damn sure was a better friend than you. You know, I've been feeling like this should have been me. And then I find this shit? So you tell me, am I wrong?
CJ hesitates. Later, Calvin views a video on her phone. In the lane, CJ and Sebastian flicker in a bright light, then vanish. Calvin shakes his head.
I can't tell if I'm being punked or if I'm still trying to wake up from a dream right now. Time machines?
He studies CJ sitting beside him in the car, then puts down the phone. Calvin shakes his head again.
I don't think it's a good idea for you to do anything right now, CJ.
But I know how to fix this now.
You know how to fix it.
I can handle it.
Explain to me exactly how.
I'm gonna jump back earlier or something.
You just gonna jump back earlier or something. Claudette, explain to me exactly how you gonna fix this, or I swear to God on Pop's grave, I'm destroying all them little science experiments.
Calvin, I can't explain it right now.
But how about this? Getting shot by police officers. Or better yet, getting both your asses killed by them damn thugs.
Yes, but Sebastian didn't deserve this.
No, he didn't. None of us do. He didn't, and none of us do.
I just need some help first, and then I could devise a plan.
Okay, then. I'm going with you.
But Calvin, have you been listening? There's only one working time machine. It has to be me. There's no other way.
But you need to get it back up and running, man.
Not what. Who. Shit.
Eduardo opens his front door.
CJ?
CJ looks away from his bare chest.
CJ!
He slams the door shut. CJ waits, then scowls and knocks. Eduardo opens the door wearing a t-shirt.
CJ, hey, how you doing? Sorry about Sebastian. Shit was crazy, it hit me hard too.
I know, that's actually why I'm here.
Yo. Whatever you need someone to talk to or a shoulder to cry
no,
on.
No, we need your help, okay? Get dressed, meet us outside in 5 minutes.
It's mad late, my will ain't gonna let me... Wait, we?
Calvin joins her.
You brought your brother to my house?
Yeah, and we ain't asking, all right? 5 minutes, and bring your tools.
CJ leaves. Calvin looks Eduardo up and down. Eduardo gulps and shuts the door. Later in the garage.
Temporal relocation? What, time travel? Man, this is stupid crazy. This shit is...
Eduardo gapes from the video to CJ, then to Calvin. CJ yanks her phone back. Later, CJ and Eduardo stand wearing hologram goggles. A hologram of the device hovers between them. CJ moves her hands to insert a third canister. The kids peer closely at the hologram. Calvin stands behind them, without goggles, his arms crossed.
Yo, what's going on? Y'all gonna stop telling me be quiet, man.
Now, CJ connects a meter to the real device.
My TRP took a beating from the last two jumps. I can upgrade it, but I think it might fry the circuit board. Can you fix it?
Of course, I got you. Let me work my magic.
Eduardo lowers a bright lamp and studies his super circuit board. He makes an adjustment. He explains to CJ and Calvin.
My quantum circuit boards.
the genius creation that it is, that y'all try to repurpose without my full authorization. We'll create an individual time splice for CJ.
He draws on the glass board.
All she has to do is attune the frequency to the TRP-3 to the TRP she previously used. That time splice will allow her to reset that moment in time. This would seamlessly allow her to access that moment without Sebastian ever knowing. You two then jump back to present day, and Sebastian's alive.
CJ assembles the canisters into the device. Eduardo inspects the dial.
You sure about this, bro?
Hell yeah. I mean, as much as you could theoretically guarantee anything that has yet to be proven.
But the only way we can know for sure is if we actually do it.
CJ puts the bubbling device into her backpack. At dusk in the lane, Eduardo adjusts it on her back.
Thanks, Eduardo. You know, I almost feel bad for you.
Really? Because I'm still here, boo. Princesa, mamacita, babe.
Yeah, go, bro.
It's okay.
I know, just give us some time alone.
I'm cool.
You gotta, like, really calm all that down.
I'm cool.
Eduardo slaps his hands together, grinning. Calvin eyes him. Eduardo sobers.
But I'll never forget this, CJ.
Yes, you will. Remember, none of this happened?
Eduardo sags. He strides away. CJ grins.
You good, though? You set? Your rotor gamma photon circuit thingies connected and all that? Got your radio station tuned to the right frequencies and shit, right?
Yes.
All right, look. Go back, tell Sebastian exactly what happened. All right? Try to get to us before we hit Malcolm X Court, and then bolt out of there. Do not stay there. I'm serious. Stay far away from Carlito's bodega and shit. And if you see Jared...
Calvin? I know how to avoid Jared now that I've ran into him. You're just stalling. Hand them over.
Calvin removes his dog tags.
You're just loving this, aren't you?
Yes. But if there's any way to convince you and Dennis, these are it.
Every
second counts.
Take it.
She slips them around her neck. Calvin hands her his own funeral program.
Look, man, make sure you try your hardest to convince me, all right? But just...
He gently touches her shoulder. CJ looks up at him and nods.
Just be safe, Claudia.
He pulls her into a hug. CJ leans her cheek against his chest as he wraps his arms around her.
I don't want nothing to happen to you.
Calvin steps back, then nods and walks slowly away, head down. CJ purses her lips.
It's okay.
Calvin looks back.
I see you yesterday.
CJ smiles and removes her glasses. Calvin watches. Wearing goggles, she taps her wrist panel. She braces herself. Everything shakes. Calvin blinks. The flash startles the Caribbean man. Sebastian appears in the lane, wearing his gear.
Yo! What y'all deal with? Why y'all make so much damn noise and thing?
Where the hell is she?
Another bright flash. CJ appears.
What took you so long?
She hugs Sebastian.
What's going on?
No time to explain. Come on, we gotta go.
She runs off.
What the fuck did you do?
At the lawn party.
Domino! Domino on your tail! What is this? You don't know how to play no dominoes?
Calvin narrows his eyes.
Hey, sonny. You all right? He could use a drink.
Well, no, I'm good. I'm just, I don't know. I just feel a little off today, man.
You need a drink.
Dennis joins Calvin.
You gotta go, dog. Slame ass nigga Jared.
8 minutes to go as the kids run down an alley. Meanwhile,
you better not light another. You know that.
They run toward Kim.
Where did you get that?
CJ, you're headed the wrong way. We need to go to Carlito's. Come on.
Kim stares.
Watch where you're going.
Sebastian runs after CJ.
And y'all still look crazy.
Calvin and Dennis stroll down Malcolm X Court.
Look at him.
Dennis looks at a photo on a phone. Calvin walks with his head down.
Yo, don't let that Jared dude get to you, Shine. Nigga, I ain't think about him, nigga. This is, I don't know. Something about it is just off, bro.
CJ and Sebastian catch up to them.
Calvin, oh my God, thank God. Yo. Come on, we gotta go. We gotta get out of here.
What's wrong with y'all? What the fuck is y'all wearing? Y'all like some Space Odyssey wannabes out here.
Shut up, look.
We have to get out of here. Come on.
CJ shows Calvin his funeral program.
What is this, some sort of joke or something? This shit's supposed to be funny. It's a damn funeral program. This shit got my face on it disappearing and shit.
I know, I'm sorry, but you gotta listen to us, okay?
Can we go? The cops are about to come any second. Come on.
Why would the cops come here?
You're going to get killed.
Kelvin stares at her. CJ blinks, her brow creased. Kelvin laughs.
Okay, real funny. Very funny, very creative. Hey, y'all take that stupid shit y'all got on off. Y'all
no.
Look, Carlito's bodega just got robbed, so we gotta get out of here.
That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Out of the way!
The robbers run past.
Where the fuck them niggas going, man?
Okay, remember these?
The dog tags.
You gave these to me. Remember what you said over my dead body? That's how I got these.
He pulls out the same tags.
Well, you got on
That's what I'm
my
trying
tags?
To tell you. Something bad
is... Stop. All right, I don't know where you snuck off and had copies made, but that shit is bootleg. All right? The fuck? Yo, we out.
Calvin!
Yo, what the fuck is wrong with you, bro?
Move. The ghost car arrives.
This cannot be fucking happening.
Yo, what's going on? What's
CJ,
going on?
CJ, be calm.
NYPD, where y'all coming from?
Just don't take anything
you just
out of your
keep,
pocket.
You just
Officer,
keep your mouth shut.
The ones that you want
Yo, I just told you to keep your fucking mouth shut.
I'm just trying to tell them what's going on.
Keep your mouth
shut.
Stop talking.
Here.
I'm dead serious now. Stop right, fucking talking.
I need to see some IDs
Hold
now.
Up. What's the problem, officer?
I said IDs now.
What you need to see IDs?
IDs for? Now.
Kelvin glares at the cop.
What are you, tough?
Kelvin.
Now.
Kelvin holds his gaze steady.
Boy, you better shit me an ID quick. You think I'm playing with you?
Kelvin hands the cop his ID card.
Some bullshit, man.
Whatever. Stay put.
The cops take their IDs to the car. The other cop stays with them. The first cop gets in the car. He checks the first ID. Kelvin shifts his feet, then crosses his arms and glances at CJ. She frowns anxiously. Dennis holds out Kelvin's phone. Kelvin takes it. They watch the cop checking the IDs in the car. Dennis gestures to the other cop, eyeing them.
We got the right to know.
I need everyone to be quiet, okay?
Yo, if this got anything to do with Carlito's bodega getting robbed, we ain't got anything to do with it.
The cop aims his gun.
He didn't do anything.
The first cop leaves the car, gun raised. Kelvin pulls CJ behind him. The cop shoves Dennis on the ground. Kelvin and CJ lie flat. The other cop throws Sebastian to the ground. From the ground, CJ watches Sebastian pinned under the cop.
Stop resisting!
Sebastian grits his teeth.
Sebastian!
Dad, stay the fuck down!
Time slows. The cops twist Sebastian's arm. Kelvin watches from the ground. He looks at Dennis pinned flat by the other cop. Dennis bounces as his arms are held back. The cop kneeling on his back yells something. Kelvin looks at CJ lying beside him. He sees his funeral program under her hand. The photo on the cover morphs into Sebastian's photo. Still in slow motion, Kelvin looks ahead again. Sebastian grits his teeth in pain. Kelvin slowly starts to his feet. The other cop yells something. Kelvin stands upright, pulling out his phone. He holds it up to start filming. The cop on Sebastian pulls his gun and aims at Kelvin. Kelvin gazes ahead solemnly. CJ looks up at him. Kelvin jerks as bullets hit. He falls back in slow motion. CJ cries out, dropping her head. Sebastian squeezes his eyes shut and falls back. The shooter keeps eyeing Kelvin. The other cop stares over at his colleague. Still pinned, Dennis yells, "What the?" He struggles. Sebastian checks his wrist panel, then reaches for his pack. Slowly, he gets to his feet. CJ sits with a stunned look. She checks her wrist panel, then clamps her lips. Sebastian joins her. In slow motion, he says something and helps her to her feet. The kids run off. The blank cell phone lies on the pavement beside Kelvin's limp hand. The screen goes black.
It's okay.
In the lane.
I see you yesterday.
CJ smiles at Kelvin and removes her glasses. He nods and watches. Everything shakes. Calvin shields his eyes at the bright flash, then lowers his hand to find himself alone. Calvin shifts on his feet. He starts to fade away. Calvin vanishes. The screen goes black. In the dimly lit garage, CJ leans on the table.
Why didn't we stick to the plan and stop the robbers at the bodega?
What?
Sebastian sits nearby.
How many times have you jumped back, CJ? I'm not stupid. You're wearing different clothing. Claudette, you got no right to hide shit from me. And how many times have you jumped back?
Just once.
Just once?
It's just once, I'm serious.
Why? We had a surefire plan, and then you come a minute late, we don't go through with it? Why?
CJ bites her thumb. She sighs heavily and rubs her shoulder.
Why? I'm asking you a question!
Because you died, Sebastian.
Her knees shake.
You died. Because the surefire plan fell through.
Sebastian studies her, then shuts his eyes. He turns his head and swallows hard. CJ, her brow creased, gazes over at him. Sebastian sags, staring at the wall, then hurls a box at the flag from his uncle.
But remember, now that I went back, it's like none of it happened.
Oh, no, CJ. You just told me that I'd get murdered.
I know it's because we didn't do it right.
Oh, CJ, that's it. We can't do this anymore. I'm not willing to risk your life or my life ever again.
She gapes at him.
You're giving up? On me? On Calvin? I thought your friends were like your chosen family.
You are. I can't afford to lose anymore.
CJ studies him bleakly, then drops her gaze. Sebastian slides the garage door up.
You coming?
He turns to CJ.
Yeah.
She starts after him, then reaches up to the door.
I'm sorry.
She pulls it down.
CJ! What the fuck are you doing? Stop!
She locks
Stop.
It.
CJ, don't do this!
Sebastian pounds on the
Stop.
Door.
CJ!
He runs up the steps to the house. Inside, CJ pulls out her backpack with the device. She straps the panel on her wrist, then winds its dial. She pulls the goggles over her eyes.
Five.
In the kitchen.
Where are the keys to the garage?
Four.
One.
Three.
Sebastian bursts into the side door.
I love you, Sebastian.
He shields his eyes from the flash. The garage door slides up. CJ steps out from the yellow haze into the driveway. She lifts her goggles. She puts on her round glasses. Taking a deep breath, she taps her wrist panel. The timer starts counting down. CJ looks firmly ahead. She takes a deep breath, then releases it. CJ starts running. In slow motion, Kelvin's dog tags bounce around her neck. She runs down a tree-lined street, her arms pumping. Her long braids sway behind her, pack bouncing slightly on her back. Her brow creases, she clamps her lips. CJ keeps running. The screen goes black. Credits, directed by Stefan Bristol. Written by Frederica Bailey and Stefan Bristol. Produced by Spike Lee. Executive producers Matthew Myers, Jason Sokoloff. Director of photography Philippa Vara Dore. Production designer Hamena Azula. Edited by Jennifer Lee. Costume designer Charlize Antoinette Jones. Music by Michael Abels. Music supervisor Stephanie Diaz-Matos. Casting by Jessica Kelly, Suzanne Smith-Crowley, and Rebecca Dealey. Cast, Eden Duncan Smith as CJ Walker. Dante Critlow as Sebastian Thomas. Marsha Stephanie Blake as Phaedra. Jonathan Neves as Eduardo. Myra Lucretia Taylor as Gloria. Wavy Jones as Dennis. Rashawn Richardson as Jared. Ron Bob Semple as Nigel. And Brian Stroh Bradley as Kelvin Walker. Co-starring Michael J. Fox as Mr. Lockhart, Kale Bryan as Tiffany, Egypt Johnson as Roscoe, Barrington Walters Jr. as Keith, Muhammad Cunningham as Malik, Carlos Ark as Carlito, Roni Clanton as Sly, Yvette Mercedes as Rosie, Courtney Noel as Kingsley, Manny Urena as Officer Perez, Brett Smith as Officer Bryce, Michael A. Farron as Carl, Damaris Lewis as Candace, Janine Ramirez as news reporter, Patrice Bell as Kimberly, Frank Hartz as Officer Battle, Jonathan Wilde as Officer Hoyt, Tuffy Questel as Meyer, postman, Tremaine Brown Jr. as Quincy, Monique Robinson as Shellen, Waleed Crandall as Simpson, Talia Whitaker as Zora, Samuel Smith as Priest. Coordinator Drew Leary. Local casting by Christie Street Casting. Production supervisor Stephanie Blackwood. Associate producer Lauren Owen. Art director Rocio Jimenez. Set director Amanda Bennett. Script supervisor Zarina Wan. Special effects supervisor Phil J. Beck. Visual effects by Hey Beautiful Jerk. Visual effects producer, Adina Birnbaum and Mark Shumsky. Visual effects executive producer, Gina Mies Poziani. Digital intermediate by Harbor Picture Company. Music editor, Gisberg Smialik. Additional music and arrangements, Orlando Perez Rosso and David Das. Musicians, Budapest Scoring Orchestra. Conductor, Zoltan Pad. Score recorded at Studio 22, Budapest. Recording engineer, Gabor Busco. Score mixed at Clear Story Sound. Score mixer, John Rod. Music coordinator, Pablo Quassier. You Don't Love Me, No, No, No. Extended mix, written by Elas McDaniel, Uart Asman Beckford, Willie Cobbs, and Duke Reed, performed by Don Penn. Hey Up There, written by Simi Sims, Rashad Muhammad, Tyrone William Griffin Jr., Kent Jams, and Khalid Muhammad, performed by Buddy, featuring Ty Dolla $ign. Oh Yay, written by Philip Jr. Denver Bastion, Olatunzi Yearwood, and Kevin Charles, performed by Olatunzi Yearwood. Ring the Alarm, written by Clive Anthony Bright and Winston Delano Riley, performed by Tenor Saw. New Babylon, written by Robert Cote Jr., performed by Reggae Revolution. Thank you. In Loving Memory, Lucille Barker, Siddiqui Fofana, Robert F. Nixon, Jack Ferry. Brooklyn, Stand Up. Long Island, Stay Strong. Filmed with the support of the New York State Governor's Office of Motion Picture and Television Development, American Humane monitored the animal action, No Animals Were Harmed, International Brotherhood of Teamsters. This picture made under the jurisdiction of IATSE IA, affiliated with AFL-CIO-CLC, Harbor Picture Company. Special thanks to SAG-AFTRA. The characters and events depicted in this program are fictitious. No depiction of actual persons or events is intended. See You Yesterday, copyright 2019, Netflix US LLC. A hand sets a printer's block on a smooth gray surface, then hammers to create an imprint. 40 Acres and a Mule Filmworks, made in Brooklyn, established 1979 by any means necessary. You dig? Show enough.
The red letter N unfolds into a spectrum of colors.